Hello, good evening, and welcome to this week's Farming News and Views here on Highland Radio. I'm Chris Ashmore. Well, as the dust settles on Brexit, and don't worry, we'll hear plenty more about it in the coming weeks as things become a little clearer, this evening I'm going to look ahead to a number of events that will be of particular interest to Donegal farmers. I've been speaking with Gary Fisher, Business and Technology Advisor with Teagasc. Gary, first of all, we're just going to look forward to an event that's coming up shortly that I know there'll be quite a few people from Donegal going down to, Beef 2016, and the subtitle Profitable Technologies. It's taking place down in Grange in County Meath, and I suppose in some senses it's a glimpse of things to come.
Yes, Chris. Yes, Chris, that's correct. Beef 2016 is taking place on Tuesday, the 5th of July. It's in Teagasc Grange, County Meath, as you've outlined. It's one of the key major events for Teagasc in 2016. So we'll be showcasing technologies that improve farm profitability at farm level. When farmers arrive, and suppose from Donegal, I would urge farmers that they are travelling from Donegal, don't leave it, because in 2014, a lot of farmers didn't realise how big the event actually was, and you know they didn't have enough time at the event. So, if you're going to come from Donegal down to the event, you need to be arriving at the event, you know, sort of 10 or 11 o'clock time in the morning.
Yep. And it's an event that, well, it covers a lot of different things. We'll go through some of them. One of the things coming up, there's a special forum for young farmers in beef, and it is vital that people coming into the industry and the younger farmers can avail of useful tips and advice, which often can really stand to them.
Yes, that's right. At the end of the day, there's a young farmers beef forum. There's five young farmers that have started out in their career. Basically, they're outlining what their plans are for the future. And suppose by adopting sort of technologies that are proven at Grange, you know, early on in their farming careers, you know, can prove beneficial long term. So, like on the day as well, like the sort of the key technologies that are being looked at initially is, you know, and their big interest in dairy calf to beef, especially among young farmers, as it's probably it's less restrictive in getting into in terms from a cash flow point of view. A lot of farmers and a lot of young farmers in Donegal, especially, are doing calf to beef currently. Also looks at pasture management, exploiting genetics, which is tying in now currently with the BDGP scheme that opened last year, and also compact calving. So those are sort of the key technologies that have been looked at. And basically after those sort of stands, those are sort of five key stands. And then after that, it's up to the farmers in a sort of an interactive village. And there's sort of eight areas where farmers can actually go, and it's up to the farmers to decide themselves what they actually want to visit in the interactive villages. There's a Better Farm Village. That's basically, there will be farmers from all over Ireland that took part in the Better Farm program. There's a Feed to Meat Village, so basically showing the animal at the meat stage, Business of Farming, Breeding and Reproduction Village, High Performance of Pasture Village, Animal Health Village, Sustainable Farming Village, and Safety on Beef Farm Village also. So they're the villages that are actually at Grange as well.
Yeah, and we live in a time of evolving technology. There's so many new things always coming on the market. And really, this is a great opportunity, as you mentioned there, the fact that there are live demonstrations. I mean, to see things actually working in front of you and how they can improve your own business, it's a great chance.
Correct, Chris. And there's live demonstrations taking place on the day as well. There's grass seeding techniques. There's six different ways of getting new grass established, and they're going to be demonstrated on the day. There's also a live demonstration of selecting animals for slaughter, and also selecting the correct sort of animal for breeding.
Sometimes people can be perhaps a little bit afraid of technology and maybe think the costs are always going to be very high, but in the long run, it can save you money, it can save you time, and so many advances have been made in the last few years in particular.
Yeah, like a lot of the technologies are, you know, some farmers fear that it costs money, but a lot of the key technologies don't actually cost money. In the long run, like refeeding has been shown to pay for itself within 2 years. And there's, you know, reseeding can be an expensive way to get new grasses established, but there is new techniques and new methods now to get grass established a lot cheaper than maybe the conventional methods. And maybe in terms of pasture management, a lot of farmers think of maybe setting up water troughs and setting up paddocks. It can be very cheap. You know, there's geared reels, tape, and a lot of farmers are adopting those technologies, trying to make the best use of grass on farms.
I'm speaking with Gary Fisher, Business and Technology Advisor with Chagas. Gary, also worth pointing out that there will be industry experts there from the likes of Bord Bia, the HSA, representatives from UCD, and this is an opportunity to meet some of the leading experts in their field.
Yeah, that's correct, Chris. You know, there's a lot of stakeholders who will be there on the day. Bord Bia will actually be there. As you sort of said, the HSA, Health and Safety Authority, there were representatives there also from different meat factories, and Animal Health Ireland, and lots of other key stakeholders that are involved in the agricultural industry.
In terms of how long the event is on, it starts at 10:30 and
it'll start earlier. It probably is farmers start arriving from sort of 10 a.m. And probably, you know, you'd want to give yourself, you know, you'd want to be there sort of 5-6 hours. It's not an event you're going to go in and go around it in an hour or 2 hours, you know. There's a lot to see, and especially when you're driving down from Donegal and from Letterkenny, you know, allow yourself sort of 3 hours to travel to Grange County Meath.
And what's your experience, the feedback from people who have attended events like this? Do they tend to go back year after year?
Well, some people don't. I know a lot of farmers, Beef 2014 caught a lot of farmers by surprise that actually went to the event. They didn't expect the event to be so big. And so they realised, you know, that they didn't see everything that they wanted to see in the day. So that's my advice would be, if you want to go to Grange this time around, you know, arrive reasonably early and give yourself, have an enjoyable day rather than rushing around trying to see everything.
Moving on from that event, there's a couple of interesting events coming up at a local level, farm walks, and we have events for both beef and sheep farmers.
That's correct, Chris. There's two farm walks, and as you probably outlined at the beginning there, all these events, the event in Grange and the two farm walks taking place in Donegal, the two events in Donegal are taking place on the 12th of July and the 13th of July. All three events are KT qualifying, so that's so farmers that join discussion groups, and the closing date for that is on Thursday, the 30th of June. Farmers that join discussion groups, these events are all KT qualifying, so if the farmers do attend them, they get get recognition for attending those events. So just maybe going on to the two farm walks, the first event is on it's the last of the Better Farm walks. That has been a series of four walks. It's on James Drain's farm in Drumadue, Burntfoot, and it kicks off at 2 p.m. And James has finished now a three-year program, being in the Better Farm program. This farmer was selected initially because he's quite typical of a lot of farmers in this county. He's got a full-time job, so it's a part-time. It's a small farm, sort of 21 hectares or 50 acres. He's got 33 suckling cows, selling his male calves at Winland and selling his heifers at sort of 16 months. And his land would be quite typical of a lot of farms in this county, small, heavy and difficult to manage under our current climate. So the topic that we'll be covering on the day is sort of basically where he started from and where he is now in terms of profitability and animal performance. We're looking at how he's improved grassland management over the last number of years. And also he's had particular focus on improving soil fertility and making better quality silage. So, it's a good event, a visit for a lot of part-time farmers that are involved in the beef industry.
And if you haven't been to one of these events before, how do you go about registering for it and going along?
Basically, on that particular day, the Department of Agriculture will be there at all these events. And basically, registration is with the Department of Agriculture. The Department of Agriculture will have officials there. Basically, it's a matter of signing in with your signature and your herd number. And then you will get actually recognition for attending the events, you know. The following day, also in Inishowen, we have a Better Sheep Farm Walk on David McLaughlin's farm in Shrew Greencastle. And that's on the 13th And that event starts at 6:30 p.m. James's event starts at 2 p.m. And again, look, it's focusing on the same thing. It's basically, this is an upland sheep farm. Again, looking at grassland management, flock performance state, soy fertility and reseeding. And also at that particular event, there will be reseeding as a just taking place, and that will be looked at on the night as also. Other things that they'll be looking at is basically the flock performance, the breeding of the ewes, and post-weaning management of the ewe flock as well.
And as always, Chagos officials on hand to give advice. And what else can we look forward to in the coming months? No doubt there's a few other events happening locally.
Yeah, all I can say to farmers is look, the best way to keep up to date is basically we probably moving away from putting out circulars now. A lot of farmers we're notifying them now through text messaging service, and also through even Chagos got Facebook, and all events are sort of publicised on the Chagos website, www.chagos.ie, and all events that are taking place within the county are publicised on that website, and local press also.
Gary Fisher, Business and Technology Advisor with Chagos. Well, before we wrap up, a few other items of farming news. The spring lamb trade has improved on the back of higher factory prices. Last week's Brexit vote had little impact on the trade, and store lambs met a stronger trade compared to the week before. This was mainly due to an increase in grass buyer demand. Over 40 euro has been wiped off beef cattle prices as a number of processors have dropped base beef quotes. The move by factories follows last week's Brexit vote, which has caused volatility in the currency markets, resulting in sterling falling to its lowest level against the dollar in 31 years. A number of procurement managers told the Agriland website that the UK's decision to exit the European Union has sent shockwaves throughout the beef industry. According to Bord Bia, the UK was the main buyer of Irish beef in 2015, as it took 52% of all beef produced in Ireland, valued at over 1 billion euro. Already this year, the volume of Irish beef exported to the UK in January and February dropped 7.5% compared to the same time in 2015 due to changes in the currency markets. Since the result of the referendum became known last week, the value of Irish cattle sold into the UK has dropped by around 24 cents a kilo, or 108 euro a head. Well, according to the ICSA's Eddie Punch, there is no need for farmers to panic on the back of the lower prices quoted this week. The ICSA General Secretary said that the cattle supplies continue to remain tight and there is plenty of grass on farms. Meanwhile, the IFA National Livestock Chairman Angus Woods said there was no justification for any change in beef prices this week. And finally, an item of news from further afield. A woman in the United States has been sentenced to 25 years in prison for killing her husband with a pitchfork and then burying his body in manure. Charlene Mess from Attica, New York, pleaded guilty to manslaughter to killing her husband, Douglas Mess. Agriland.ie reports that it is understood that Charlene was arguing with her husband of 30 years on their dairy farm when she proceeded to hit him with a pitchfork. Well, that's it for this evening's programme. Many thanks for listening. Until next week, from me, Chris Ashmore, goodbye.